on 882 6PR. This is the Saturday Break with Harvey Deegan.
And now let's have a chat to D. John Carlson, our strategic thinker. How are you, John?
I'm well indeed, Harvey. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, you're very much aware of good and bad branding, and you've got a very interesting topic today, I thought when I looked at this, and that is suggesting that we can learn a fair bit about branding from the Catholic Church. How so?
Well, is there a better brand? Is there a stronger brand? Is there a bigger brand?
I don't know, is there?
I don't think there is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a brand that's endured for many years. It's supported by a huge number of people. It's stood up to any amount of damage over the years, and still people flock into the brand and buy the product they're selling. I mean, if you did the kind of things to Apple, or if Apple did the kind of things attributed to the Catholic Church, then its brand would be destroyed. But for some reason, and perhaps a very good reason, the Catholic Church brand has endured any amount of punishment.
I guess it's probably, they would say, because the good that they perceive their church to be doing far outweighs the bad by a very small minority. I'm only sort of just guessing these things at the moment, John.
I don't know, but you'd have to say they offer a great product, don't they? Salvation, you know, everlasting life. It's a pretty compelling product. And I guess people endure a fair bit to, or put up with a fair bit, or tolerate a fair bit in order to get that product.
So how can other, you mentioned Apple, but how can other big, if you like, corporations or businesses learn from the experience of the Catholic Church?
Well, you look at the elements of a great brand. I mean, a great brand has clear values. The Catholic Church has very clear values. It has its Ten Commandments. It has all of the other edicts that have been put out by the many popes over the years. A good brand has icons and things you associate it with. The Catholic Church has any number of icons, from crucifixes to statues of the Virgin Mary. It has regalia and colours and outfits associated with it. It has all the elements of a great brand. It has a great product. It has salvation. And it offers it exclusively, apparently. If you're not a member of that church, but happen to be another member of another church, you don't get salvation. You might get the other bits, but you don't get salvation.
No, hang on. When did the Catholic Church say that you... And we don't want to get into deep religious conversation, but when did the Catholic Church say that you can't achieve salvation if you happen to be a member of another church?
Well, they do say that.
Do they?
Where
do they say that?
Well, I don't know what the document is, but the Catholic Church view is if you're not a Catholic, then you don't have everlasting life. You won't receive everlasting life. They are the one true faith.
Not my reading of the Catholic Church, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong, John. I mean, you'll get other religions who will say that theirs is the only way to salvation. So who's to say who's right and who's wrong?
Exactly right. But that's what all products do, isn't it? They all build a strong brand. They build a strong brand, and they offer a product and say they're the only ones that offer that product or the key benefits that are associated with that product. I mean, I'm not trying in any way to criticise the Catholic Church, but really to praise them, because over the years, without perhaps meaning to do so, they've built a very, very strong brand that has an increasing number of people following it. And businesses can learn from that strong brand. They can look at the elements that have helped to build that brand with a view to building their own brand. And certainly when you look at great brands like the Apples of this world, like the Virgins of this world, like the Googles of this world, there are many parallels between what they're doing and what the Catholic Church does.
Mm. I suppose it's very difficult to align these beliefs, isn't it? Because the Catholic Church, any other church or any other religion that you might care to mention, they're offering something that's quite intangible. Apple offers you a phone or a computer, so there's something tangible. It's very hard,
No, not really. No, the product that Apple offers is reasonably tangible, but what the Apple brand offers you is a lot more than intangible. I mean, I often speak on this subject, and I'll say to people in the audience, you know, put up your hand if you own an iPhone. And, you know, of 100, maybe 40 put up their hands and say they own an iPhone. And then I say to them, what's the difference between your iPhone and the Samsung equivalent? And nobody says a word. And you say, well, you don't know. There may be a difference, but you don't know what it is. So why did you pay $200 more to the Apple product? You pay $200 more for the intangible that is the Apple brand.
Mm.
That's why it's the most valuable brand in the world. That's why if you take away all its physical assets and just look at its brand, the brand's worth about $200 billion Australian dollars. Because by putting that brand on a product, it sells better.
Yeah. Well, it's all about clever marketing. There's no two ways about that. And people would probably like, having listened to our discussion, to learn a little bit more. John, how do they find out more about what you're all about, D. John Carlson? We've got a website.
Well, they can visit the website, djohncarlsonesq.com.
Easy peasy. Good on you, John. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Good on you. Food for thought. Maybe you've got a comment on that.